Hello everyone, welcome to episode 6. This is your host, Winter. So, today's episode, we're gonna talk about toxicity in relationships. It could be any kind of a relationship. Could be with your family, your friendships, or yourself. For me, it's all of them. I do know how wrong and unhealthy toxic relationships are, and thankfully I am capable of differentiating between a toxic relationship and a healthy relationship. I want to talk about toxic friendships first, because I realized something very important recently. That is that there's a clear difference between a good friend and a toxic friend. A good friend having a bad day might seem distant or snap at you, but they'll most likely apologize as soon as they realize what they did, or they might apologize on the spot for their behavior. Toxic friends, on the other hand, tend to follow a pattern that never really dies down. They won't show much regret or inclination to change, even when they realize that they made you feel bad. And they also tend to put you down. Like, friends often joke around with each other, and like, a little teasing here and there doesn't really necessarily mean your friendship is toxic, especially if you don't mind the joke or teasing and you're laughing too. When a friend regularly demeans you and makes you feel miserable, whether they use more subtle negging tactics or outright insults, your friendship is probably not a healthy one. Then they apologize without sincerity. When you call them out on their behavior, they shrug off your distress or give a flippant sorry. Like, instead of taking time to consider your perspective, they say, "I'm sorry you feel that way," or follow up their apology with a defensive "but." You know, this one line, "I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but it was just a joke," or "I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, I didn't mean to." These non-apologies suggest someone doesn't really care how their actions affect you or like how you feel. Now, unpredictability alone doesn't necessarily indicate someone is toxic, but when their reactions could cause harm or make you feel abusive, it's probably wise to proceed with caution. Now, people have their own unique traits and differences, and a good friend will recognize this and motivate you to continue being yourself. They won't compare you to others or imply you're somehow less than them or someone else. And they definitely don't use peer pressure to get you to do things you'd prefer not to do either. Then they put themselves at the front and center always. They drop in when things are going well or when they need something, but when you're struggling, you just can't seem to reach them at all. And now, this is a part that I really hate about friendships. They try to change you. A true friend that understands that people have different personalities, they won't judge you. They'll accept you as you are, and they won't try to change you because they feel like you're different. They'll accept you for yourself. If you ask for guidance on something you'd like to change, they might provide support and encouragement. But they'll probably suggest what you should do rather than telling you what to do. And a toxic friend also will never compliment you. They'll never pick you up or congratulate you on your achievements. In fact, they're much more likely to kick you when you're down. You'll slowly start to realize you're never actually happy or relaxed around them because they don't make you feel good about yourself. no friendship should be transactional, but if someone is draining all your energy, you should ask yourself whether you're getting anything out of it at all. Even though they're acting unreasonably, toxic people are really skilled at making people feel bad for them. Their guilt trips know no bound, because they've probably spun a load of sob stories about how hard their life has been or how much they deal with on a daily basis. You have this sense of support, like you're a lighthouse for them, and if you collapse, they collapse. And also, you often tend to give more than you're getting. If your friend always seems to need your help but can't return even the smallest favor, chances are they're very toxic. There's a big imbalance between what you're giving and what you're getting. It's very important that we realize and understand that friendships can be flexible, but if the pattern is so ingrained that you always feel like you're giving, and there's no reciprocity over a long period of time, that's a sign that it's not going to be very sustainable. And then, most importantly, this is very kind of important to me, especially because I very often feel like this. You don't feel like you don't like yourself when you're with them. You don't feel like yourself. You might even feel like you can't be your realest self around them, because you constantly fear how they're going to react or how they're going to think of what you're going to say. And you feel like you're walking on eggshells around them. Now, moving on to toxicity in families. If you suspect you're currently dealing with family toxicity, start by thinking about the way you feel after interacting with certain family members. If you end up feeling bad about yourself after most encounters with a family member, there's probably a good reason for you to cut any communication with them. Toxic family members might try to control major aspects of your life, including your interactions with people, your relationships, and even your career decisions. They might imply or just outright say that aligning with their expectations is a condition of their continued love and support for you, when it's actually not. In a toxic family dynamic, you might feel contempt and disdain instead of love. And for example, a toxic family member might mock or belittle your choices, attack your vulnerable points. They might even chip away at your self-esteem. Then you'll slowly, gradually start to realize that you dread being around them no matter what the occasion is. Your interactions leave you feeling unsettled, like weak, and like very unseen, sort of. And the way that they treat you and others is very, very disturbing and unsettling as well. They guilt you during conversations. This is very important. You feel unsettled just by being in the same room as them. You worry about your own safety and the safety of others when they're around. The other day, I was reading an article about toxic families, and I read about Tracy Ross. She's a family-focused counselor based in New York. And she said, when you have a toxic relationship with a family member, even the smallest disagreements can turn into a major argument. There's a feeling that you have to walk on eggshells so that you don't trigger a fight. And I could not relate with this more than, like, I have never related to something as much as I related to this thing that she said. And also, based on my personal experience, toxic family members tend to do the following things a lot in arguments, I've noticed. They tend to take everything you say personally. Your fights are mainly a result of personal issues and not misunderstandings. And you feel like you're walking around grenades when you're around them. And your arguments, when you leave your arguments, you feel drained and manipulated. and they tend to make personal attacks on your character and past during an argument. But the real question is, how do we deal with all this? How do we cope with all of this? Firstly, we should refuse to discuss certain topics with this family member. We should limit our conversations to specific settings or lengths of time. Secondly, a relative should never violate your sense of safety or consistently disregard your boundaries. Abuse is a very serious issue, and if that's what you're dealing with, there's no shame in walking away. Remember, it's not your responsibility to save this kind of person or keep them in your life. And you have done literally nothing to deserve the way that they treated you or are treating you. But still, I understand that it can be incredibly hard and scary to cut out a family member or the person who's abusing you out of your life, if they're someone very close to you. If you can, try and cut off all communication with them. Try to reach out to a trusted friend or a family member and ask them to help you navigate the situation. Because ultimately, you get to choose the people in your life. You don't need a reason or permission to cut someone off if you think it is best in your interest to do so. So I think it's very important that we look over our relationships. We kind of observe the relationship we have around with people. If they make us uneasy or uncomfortable, they make us feel very bad about ourselves, and they make us think lowly of ourselves. It is our job to think about ourselves. We could be selfish for once and put ourselves first rather than putting this person in the first place. Thank you so much for listening to Story Heritage. This is Winter. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, make sure to let others know about it too. I'll see you next episode.